Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
There's a swing and a high drive to right. Back goes JD to the bullpen, shielding his eyes, looks up, it's gone, and we are tied.
Recapping the Red Sox loss against the Angels.
He swings and drives a base hit to right field, and Bem Boom will give the Angels the lead. He wasted little time as he drove a pitch into right, out of the reach of Owings.
Dial 617-779-7937. Red Sox Review with Brian Barrett on WEEI.
All right, so Andrew Kashner has been horrible since he came over from the Baltimore Orioles. He topped himself today. He only lasted an inning and two-thirds. An inning and two-thirds, that's all you could get from Andrew Kashner. And it's funny to me because one of the things that Dave Dombrowski and Alex Cora were referencing at the beginning of his tenure as a member of the Red Sox was, hey, at least he's giving you five, six innings, right? At least he's giving you some length. Now you can't even get length out of the guy. He's going an inning and two-thirds. I'd rather have Ryan Weber just open a game, go a bullpen game, and then put this guy back on the mound because he's absolutely atrocious. Okay, in that first inning today, 20 pitches, just nine strikes. Nine strikes out of 20 pitches. You think about that inning, he walks Trout. Ohtani, nice piece of hitting to single. Then he comes back. He gets Pujols to ground into the double play, but that makes it 1-0. Then he hits Calhoun with a curveball. He gets Fletcher to line out, get out of the inning with only one run on the board, which was lucky for him to get out of that. But then you fast forward to the second inning of this game. He walks Theis, who's hitting 206. So he walks a 206 hitter. Then he walks Stassi, who's hitting 147. 147 he walks this guy, okay? Just throw it over the plate. He's not going to get a hit. That's all you got to do. Throw strikes. This guy can't hit. Okay, then he strikes out Goodwin, which is nice. He walks Trout, though. And then Ohtani singles to bring in a pair of runs. 3-0 Angels. And who scores? Oh, yeah. The 206 hitter and the 147 hitter that Andrew Kashner had walked. So that's what burns him. The walks in this game. The guy walked five batters in an inning and two-thirds. An inning and two-thirds. And it's disrespectful at this point to trot this guy back out there to the fan base and to the players on that team. You can't put him back out there because, remember, Alex Cora before the game today was talking about he's going to be creative with the rotation around the off days because they have six off days in the next 19 days. So they're going to be creative with the rotation. Now, Alex Cora also said today, or he wouldn't commit, I should say, to Rick Porcello starting on Friday. Wouldn't commit to Rick Porcello making his next start. You want to talk about accountability? Andrew Kashner needs to be accountable, meaning he doesn't have to pitch anymore. Okay, that's what Alex Cora has to do. He has to say, you know what, no more Kashner. No more Kashner, because these guys are trying to get a wild card spot. Whether or not it's attainable at this particular point in time, very questionable, right? The fact that you're seven games back. So you may not have a chance to catch it, but at least the players on this team, they want to get into the playoffs. They want a chance to defend their World Series title, if you will. Okay, so you can't, in your right mind, put that guy on the mound and tell your team you're trying to win games, especially when you just said, you just made an announcement about how you're going to be creative with the rotation. Well, you owe it to the guys in the lineup to take Andrew Kashner out of the damn rotation. Rick Porcello, debatable as well if he should be pitching going forward because he's been horrible. Absolutely horrible. And if David Price was healthy right now, one of these guys would already be out of the rotation. At this point, I'd rather start Brian Johnson in games. Heck, you know what? The other thing I would do now with the Red Sox, with Nathan Eovaldi, they don't trust him in a big spot. I think they've made that abundantly clear because today they put Nathan Eovaldi out there for the seventh inning, right? And they won't let him go an extra inning, even though you know that Matt Barnes is not somebody, or they bring him out for the sixth inning. They let him face the bottom of the order, and then Barnes gets the top of the order in the seventh inning, starting with Trout because Eovaldi needed four batters. He had to go to Goodwin. But nonetheless, you get the point. They had Barnes identified as the guy that was going to pitch to the meat of the Angels' order. They didn't bring Eovaldi back out for the eighth inning after Alex Cora had said earlier in the week that Eovaldi can go up to three innings now. So they didn't bring him back in that particular scenario. What does that tell you? They did not want Eovaldi pitching to Trout and Ohtani and to a lesser extent, Pujols. They didn't want him pitching to those guys, which tells me this. The reason that Nathan Eovaldi was going to the bullpen is we all know that it was going to take a month longer for him to come back as a starter than it would as a reliever. But here's the problem now. In 9 outings, he's given up a run in at least 5 of them. So he isn't the weapon that the Red Sox thought he was going to be coming out of the bullpen. So if he's not that weapon coming out of the bullpen, why don't you just lengthen him out a little bit? Okay, you said he can pitch 3 innings. I'd much rather him start a game and throw 3 innings than figure out what you're going to do with him at the end of games, because right now, I think we've seen, it's abundantly clear, Alex Cora does not trust him in a big spot. So at least get some innings out of the guy. That's what I would do if I was Alex Cora right now. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Owen in Westford. What's up, Owen?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Isn't it a shame that these guys, whether they perform or not, get all these millions of dollars? Isn't it a shame? I know you just mentioned about Brian Johnson instead of what's-his-face there, but Vasquez, Johnson, Walden. I like Walden. He's a good guy.
Walden pitched
well
today.
They're not major league pitchers. They're not major league caliber pitchers, and I don't understand. I know he's...
Well, I wouldn't say that about Walden. Owen, I wouldn't say that about Walden. I think Walden's fine if you have him in the right role. He's a long reliever. That's what he is. He's not a high-leverage guy. And, look, they tried to masquerade him as a high-leverage guy a little bit earlier this season, but he's gone back to the role.
He's not.
Yeah, he went back to the role he's had at the beginning of the season. I think Walden, to use the words of Dave Dombrowski, Walden has been fine. You've gotten more out of Walden than you could have expected, and he pitched well again today. So I have no issue with Walden. It's just when they tried to put him in big spots, he was not able to come through. But you can't expect Walden to do that. That's not who he is. He's a long reliever. Essentially,
yeah, they're limited to what they have, and guys like the last kids, he shouldn't even be pitching in for the low spinners. Crying out loud. Just awful. But you know, and I don't mean to say this because you can't expect them to win the World Series 2 years in a row. But my God, it's just like $77 million for sale, Price and Eovaldi, and they got 12 wins between all three of them.
Yeah, it's a real embarrassing look. Yeah, no, it is, and I appreciate the phone call, Owen. It is embarrassing. The way that this starting rotation has performed, and especially, too, like David Price, he was having a nice season. Then all of a sudden he has this Dennis Eckersley thing. He hasn't been the same guy since then. And now he has a cyst on his wrist. Kind of rhymes. But nonetheless, this is the other thing with David Price. Doesn't it seem like every time, and I'm not saying he doesn't have a cyst. Clearly he does. But every time something goes south with David Price, he ends up with some sort of injury.
Where's everybody at?
Yeah, where's everybody at? That thing really pissed me off, too, going back. And I don't want to do a whole thing about David Price, but... That's what he was thinking about after he won the World Series. He wanted to tell the media that he held all the cards. That's what he's thinking about after he wins the World Series. That should tell you all you need to know about David Price. The number one thing on his mind was he wanted to get back at the media. Dude, you just won the World Series. Okay? Enjoy it. Instead, you want to get back at the media. My word. Let's get to Paul in Westfield. Paul, what's going on tonight, my friend?
Wow. Right. You got to be kidding me. We got our cash tape on Cashner. He... couldn't get a pitch to a guy who bats 145 and walked him that bad?
Two guys. Two in a row. Horrible.
Oh, lovely, lovely. So let me have for a suggestion. A quick comment and then a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
One, there's no iron me in team. You bring up good points. Tonight's collapse. Oh, one more quick question. Is there any way Mookie's hurt? Because that was a disgusting decision.
No, he's not hurt. They just said they planned to give him a day off. It's stupid. I don't get it, Paul. You're not in first place like you were last year. Okay, play the guy. He's going to have 6 off days coming up. I don't get it. And Devers was off last night. They talk about urgency with this team, and then these guys are sitting out. It's clueless.
Yeah, they're going to have off days. It's called the season's over. They'll be off till next year. So here's a suggestion, a question, comment. I seriously observe Rocky syndrome. You win the title, you get a little cocky, you don't think as clearly. It's called arrogant presumption. And I love Cora's brain. You can't deny what he did last year. However, the brain can have a change. And I saw him about a month ago up close. I saw him then a couple days ago. I didn't recognize him. He literally gained 30 pounds in a month. So if a quick start to gain a lot of weight will affect your what you call mind and your ability to think clearly, I also have a theory that when Gilroy's always talking about roids, maybe they have a secret problem because Boo Boo Sandoval shows up in the playoffs, can't miss, but can't hit all year. That's called up and down, Jekyll and Hyde. Like we're noticing bad use of bad health.
That's an interesting point, Paul, and I appreciate the phone call. I don't know if you can blame. I don't know. Does Cora look different to you, Nick? Does he look different in terms of his body composition?
I haven't noticed
anything. Yeah, I haven't noticed either, but he was definitely asleep at the wheel today. I will definitely acknowledge that. He was asleep at the wheel with his lineup. And then the 8th inning, what the hell was he doing? You're bunting with Christian Vasquez, who had hit a home run earlier in the game, and a guy on the mound that couldn't throw damn strikes. You're bunting with Christian Vasquez. What is that? You got the leadoff hitter on, and then you pinch run Mookie instead of giving Mookie an at-bat. Now, I understand later in the game he had the opportunity to hit, but in that particular scenario, I'm sorry. I'm not pinch running Mookie. I want Mookie to come up to the plate. This is the reigning MVP of the American League, and he wasn't going to get an at-bat in the game if it was up to Cora. The only reason he got an at-bat is because the game went to extra innings. What the hell is that? These are clueless decisions by the manager today. I don't know how you defend the manager's performance today. He was the biggest loser in this game. The manager was. That was bad. Well, maybe Cashner. Less in an inning and two-thirds. 617-779-7937, the number. Let's get to Troy and Rowley. What's going on, Troy?
Hey, Hawaii, just a quick venting if I could.
Sure.
It's been so hard trying to be a Red Sox fan this year that I think there's a point now where T-ball is their best option. It's sad. You know, all the money that's on the field, they have a better shot of winning games by doing old-fashioned Little League. Not even Little League, just T-ball. You know, and it's so disappointing that I think Cora better grow a new set or else he'll be right behind Dombrowski at the end of the year. Just had to vent that out, and great show, love listening, and I'll hang up and just keep on listening, man. Thank you.
All right, appreciate it, Troy. I don't think Cora's in any type of jeopardy whatsoever. Dombrowski's going to be the fall guy. That's who's going to be the fall guy. And look, if you look at the moves that Dombrowski has made recently, the Eovaldi contract, the Sale contract, the Cashner trade, none of his recent moves have been good. Dombrowski did what he needed to do. He traded for Kimbrel originally. The trade for Chris Sale was a good trade. You just didn't need to extend him, right? So Dave Dombrowski built a World Series caliber roster. He came in and he delivered on what you thought he was. Every reputation that Dave Dombrowski has had or anything that had to do with his reputation in the past, he was the same guy. Okay, he's going to trade away prospects to build up the major league team. That's what he did. He got you a World Series. But are you so sure you want Dave Dombrowski handling things going forward with this Mookie Betts situation looming? And the other thing is they're going to have to make a decision before you go into the offseason, right? You can't just have Dave Dombrowski running the offseason on a one-year contract. So either – now, what I think is going to happen is he's going to get fired. But you either have to fire him or extend him because you can't have Dave Dombrowski go into the final year of a contract with this Mookie Betts situation looming where you got to decide if you're going to trade Mookie or not. If Dave Dombrowski is making that decision for the organization, he's just going to keep Mookie because he would be GMing, so to speak, president of baseball operationsing, so to speak, with 1 year remaining on his deal. What do you think he'd do? He'd keep Mookie because he'd try to win. That's how he would keep his job. So you can't have a guy that's going into the final year of his contract come back as the GM next year or the president of baseball ops. Let's get to Alan in Florida. What's up, Alan?
I just want to say, this horrible, sorry, nauseating, disgusting baseball team. Alex Cora, and I'm not a hypocrite. He managed last year. I thought he did, he just sat there like everything he did when, there is, there's not a reason to even explain what he did today. You start a guy that was in, that got on a plane at 3 in the morning, got here, strikes out, I don't even know how, I went to college in law school. I can speak. I'm speechless. Dombrowski gets all the bad publicity. Very well deserved.
Mm-hmm.
But Alex Cora, it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? I'm a realist. He should be fired after today. Fired. He's a disgrace to anything.
Oh, come
that
on, Alan. Alan, that's extreme. You want to fire him after today? Look, I've been all over
I
today.
I want to fire him for a lot. First of all, you bunt with Vasquez.
That was
then
dumb.
You put this piece of garbage in leadoff. And then you pinch a run Mookie Betts instead of putting him up to the plate.
I agree. No, I agree with all that, Alan, and I appreciate it.
And I'm not saying over one day. I don't like resting. Does he understand? Tampa Bay wins every day. Oakland wins. Cleveland wins. Oh, but I should say we should rest the players too.
Yes,
they'll
it's very dumb.
Have a long rest in October.
Yeah, you're right, and I appreciate the phone call, Alan. I agree, Alex Cora. This is a horrible day for Alex Cora. And he's had a couple of days like this season. Also, the fact that it took him, 57 games to realize that Andrew Benintendi couldn't hit leadoff. He was 3 of 37 in the leadoff spot, and he didn't make that switch until 57 games in the season. Mookie Betts won the American League MVP hitting where? Leadoff. And he took him out of that spot at the beginning of the season. So he's had some really bad decisions going all the way back to spring training that they didn't have the pitchers ready for the season. That's on Alex Cora as well, and Dave Dombrowski as well. But to say to fire Alex Cora after today, come on.
He just won the World Series. You're not going to fire Alex Cora. With Dave Dombrowski, like, he's made some decisions that could really hurt the future of this organization. So you can understand why Dave Dombrowski could be gone at the end of the season. But Alex Cora, come on. Now, today it was atrocious. And the whole thing with resting players, I don't get it. He keeps referencing, well, we did it last year. Okay, great. But you were winning 108 games. You were on your way to winning the division. These are necessary games to win. You reference the fact that you need to start winning series. You need to go on a run to get into the postseason. And then you don't have Mookie Betts in the lineup today. It's inexcusable. Let's get to Bob in Albany. What's up, Bob?
Hey, a point on Owings and a point on Cashner and then Passport. On Owings, again, the 3 a.m. thing, it's just inconsistent. Because usually when they call up guys from the minors, the first game they call up, they sit on the bench and they might get a late game appearance. Mm-hmm. They don't bat leadoff. Now, Cora typically has the excuse that, hey, when I pull a guy out of the lineup, I don't want to upset the whole batting order and put guys in other spots. So I get that point. But why not put Brock Holt at the top of the order or something like that?
I don't understand that either, Bob. He pinch hit later in the game. I don't know why Brock Holt wasn't in the lineup to begin with. And Brock Holt's had a really good season. Holt's had an outstanding season. I don't get that whatsoever. And I thought, look, if there was a reason for the players to actually be upset with Cora this year, this would be that. Now, I feel like the players have been upset with the front office for not making a move at the deadline. But if I was somebody in that clubhouse today, if I was Bogarts, Devers, any of those guys, I would be irritated at that decision. That was clueless.
Now, on Cashner, you know, I look at this as regression to the mean. Here's a career guy below 500. He has a tremendous 2 months. He goes 9-3, has the best 2 months of his career, and the Red Sox got bought him at the wrong time. He's regressing to the mean. He is who he is.
Yeah, Bob, he's a career 4 ERA guy. They thought what they were going to do is it was going to be Nathan Eovaldi 2.0. Because Eovaldi, remember, his career, he's a ERA around 4. They thought that's what was going to happen. And the one thing that really looks bad, Bob, now for Dombrowski, is he said, well, at least the one thing is he can eat up innings in that 5 spot. And I appreciate the phone call, Bob. He can eat up innings in that 5 spot. He can't even do that anymore. He lost an inning in 2/3. You can't start this guy again. It's unfair to the players on this team. This lineup has been exceptional. You can't start this guy again. You can't put him back on the mound. All right, if you want to hop on board, what do you make of Alex Cora today? 617-779-7937. Also, Dave Dombrowski, should he keep his job? Andrew Cashner's performance, all that on the table here on Red Sox Review. We'll get you trending in just a second here on WEI.
This is Red Sox Review on WEI.
Looking in. These are the walks. You know, he gets the whole play with Albert in the first inning. We thought, okay, he's going to get into rhythm, and that wasn't the case. So he went to slider a lot today, but he wasn't there. Just wanted to, you know, he didn't command the strike zone, so we ran into trouble. Where are we going with the rotation or what are we doing? Pitching plans, you know. So we'll sit down tomorrow and see where.
Can you reevaluate before Cashner starts again?
As a group, we'll talk about the group. We talk about the off days and all that stuff. So we'll sit down tomorrow, the whole staff, and see where it takes us.
All right, that was Alex Cora after the game. 617-779-7937, the number. He cracks me up, man. They're going to sit down tomorrow. Big meeting coming up tomorrow for the Red Sox. Who else is going to be in the meeting? Probably Dana LaVange, you would imagine. I wonder if Dave Dombrowski is going to be in the meeting. They're going to have a meeting, and they're going to figure out what they're going to do with the rotation going forward. And not a lot of decisions to make, fellas, okay? They all suck right now, okay? With the exception, I guess Chris Sale pitched well the other night, and Erod's had an Erod-type season. But you really feel confident, right? You know why they're sitting down to have this meeting, right? Where Alex Cora referenced before the game, they're going to be creative with the rotation. Really what you're telling us by saying you're going to be creative with the rotation is everybody sucks and we need to find a way to trim some of the fat and take advantage of the off days. So we need to get some of the guys out of our rotation so we can make sure that we stay competitive going forward. Because we can't trot Porcello and we can't trot Cashner out to the mound because they suck. That's what we're coming up with right now. The Red Sox are having a meeting tomorrow to figure out ways that they can avoid some of these pitchers. That's how bad it is for the Red Sox right now. Not to mention the fact they have the most expensive rotation, I believe, right now in Major League Baseball. Okay, so you're paying Chris Sale, David Price, all these guys money, and you can't figure out a way to put together a competent rotation this year. It's embarrassing. Now, I will get back to the Eovaldi thing real quickly here. I would make Eovaldi a starter again, and I know maybe he can't go 5-6 innings yet. But eventually you can build up to that. And at this particular point in time, have him start the game and throw 3 innings. Because Alex Cora doesn't trust him late in games. Today, when the top of the order is coming up for the, 7th inning, he goes to Barnes, right? because he trusts Barnes more than he trusts Eovaldi, although at this point, I don't know how you trust Barnes either. That guy sucks in big spots. He's now blown seven saves. I don't trust Matt Barnes. I don't know how Alex Cora does. So he didn't trust Eovaldi to pitch to the top of the order, which tells you what? He doesn't trust him at a big spot. He didn't want him to pitch to Trout and Ohtani. So if he isn't the weapon that the Red Sox thought he was going to be out of the bullpen, right? Dave Dombrowski referenced the fact, oh, not many teams have a guy that throws 101 out of the bullpen. Yeah, well, this guy has given up at least an earned run in 5 of 9 games. Okay, 5 times he's gone out there and given up a run out of the bullpen. So he's not a weapon, right? The Red Sox, really what they wanted to do with this whole Eovaldi situation, they wanted to take a bow if this thing worked, right? Dave Dombrowski and company. See, we told you. See what we did at the deadline. We got Nathan Eovaldi back. That's basically
I couldn't find anyone else throwing 101.
Yeah, how about a guy throwing 101 that gets hit and walks everybody? Okay, that's what Nathan Eovaldi does. Now, today he didn't give up a run. He did give up a double off the wall. But nonetheless, the point being this. If Nathan Eovaldi's not somebody that's a weapon out of the bullpen, why not elongate his outings? Why not give him one of these opener situations? He goes 3 innings. It's got to be better than what Cashner and Porcello are giving you. He gives you 3 innings, and then you build from there. Maybe the next start he can give you 4. Maybe the next start he can give you 5. I mean, that would be crazy for a Red Sox starter, 4th or 5th in the rotation, to give you that many innings. But maybe he can be more effective in this role, because clearly this role that you had planned for him, where he's got to be a weapon out of the bullpen, major F failure, has not worked. Let's get to Mikey's in Cranston. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Brian. Long time listen, first time caller. I usually try to listen to the show. I know I work nights, so I try to listen to your show when you're on.
Appreciate it.
Usually after the games, and I'm in my 60s. I've been a Red Sox fan for over 50 years, and I just wanted your input on a couple of things.
Sure.
Don't you think that guaranteed contracts, as far as whether you win 7 games or lose 7 games or do good or do bad, do you think it's hurting the game? And where's the incentive to pick up where you left off as far as doing bad or whatever? And
so you're wondering if guys would play better if it was like an NFL style contract?
Well, you know, it's like let me put it to you this way. And I really hate to use this analogy, but if a kid is working at Walmart, he's stocking shelves, he's only making $10 an hour. And yeah, if he's absent like 3 or 4 times, he's going to get fired. You know, it just seems like it's unfair at the fan base that it seems like only managers have their jobs affected rather than. Because I'm sure of the way Chris Sale's been going with the money that they're going to pay him and the extension coming up, that they'd like to show him the door. But
well, Michael, hold on though. Like, I don't think Chris Sale is pitching poorly because he's fat and happy and he got a new contract. I just believe Chris Sale, he has to learn how to be the new version of Chris Sale. Now, the other night was great, where he was throwing 95, 96 consistently. He just has to learn how to be the new Chris Sale, because we've seen this year he can't be consistent with his velocity. That's the issue that Chris Sale has. But I don't think it has anything to do with being fat and happy. I believe Chris Sale is genuine when he takes all this accountability after the game. So I don't think it has anything to do with him being fat or happy or anything along those lines. Now, maybe you could use different examples, like Pablo Sandoval got fat and happy. I would agree with you on that one, but with Chris Sale specifically, I don't find that to be the case.
Well, I'm just wondering why if a guy is making $10 or $20 million a year and he does good or bad, he still gets the same amount of money. I just think that I just think it's bad for the game. I really do. And
I appreciate the phone call, Mike. Look, if you want to complain about something in baseball, it's the fact that these guys take forever to get through arbitration, right? Like, guys should become free. The reason you have so many bad contracts is these guys don't get till free agency until later on in their careers. So, like, when Albert Pujols gets to his second contract, they're signing him through his 40-year-old season, right? That's the problem with baseball, is these guys don't become free agents quick enough. Now, the guys that become free agents ultimately get paid, but that's part of the problem, right? Where Rafael Devers is going to be on a bargain contract for the next couple of years. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Rich. He's in Brockton. What's up, Rich?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, man. What do you got?
Listening to everything. Dombrowski, I think, very surprising that he would think he didn't have to make any changes in the off season. I can't think of it. Anybody winning the championship who just stays pat and actually doesn't think the rest of the league isn't going to try to get better to knock you off. As far as Cashman goes, I think, you know, having pitched in Baltimore, they're a terrible team. There's no pressure there. And he comes to Boston, and it's a whole different story. And I don't think this guy can handle the pressure whatsoever.
He's certainly proven he can't so far, Rich.
That's right. You know, unfortunately, I have no problems with Cora. He's not perfect, but nobody is. The one thing that really concerns me is the pitching as a whole. There's a problem there, a big problem, and nobody seems to know what it is. It's not been straightened out. It's not going to get straightened out. And
What are you talking about, Rich? What are you talking about? Alex Cora told us a couple of weeks ago they found something mechanically with Porcello. That's worked out. What are you talking about?
I know. That's been great.
Yeah.
They're having problems. A lot of these guys are having problems getting out of the first inning.
It really is unbelievable. I mean, you look back to even Erod, who's pitched well over the past 6 weeks or so. His last two first innings have been atrocious. And I get last time he didn't give up any runs, but he had 30 pitches in the first inning, so he could only go five innings in that game. And you go back to the Yankees, start first inning, gives up the grand slam. So he has not been ready to start these games. And you're onto something with that, because Cashner, same thing today. Porcello, same thing yesterday. For whatever reason, they can't pitch in the first inning.
No, it's got to be have something to do with how they warm up. I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing that I would do. If I was the owner, you know who Tom House is?
Yeah, Brady's guy.
Yeah, well, he originally started in baseball with pitchers.
Yeah, the mechanics guy, right? And he works with a lot of NFL guys. Yeah.
Yep. And then he progressed to quarterbacks. I would bring him in to evaluate my staff.
There you go.
See what the hell's going on.
I see Rich has got it figured out. I appreciate the phone call, Rich. Rich has got it figured out. He's got a solution, all right, for John Henry and company. Bring in Tom House. Fix the mechanics. I love the fact, though, that the Red Sox say that about everybody. Yeah, we found something mechanically. How many times has Alex Cora said that about Chris Sale this year? Now, last time out, he pitched well. But remember, right before he got bombed by the Yankees, Alex Cora said, we found something mechanically with Chris Sale. Oh, yeah, really? And it looked good against the Yankees. They said the same thing about Rick Porcello. Yeah, he really looked good mechanically. Really looked good yesterday mechanically. Let's get to Stevie's in Braintree. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how's it going, Brian?
Good, man.
Yeah, I was actually at the game today.
I'm sorry for that.
I know. It was, took my girlfriend to her first Fenway game, and I wish she could have had a better one. But, yeah, just jumping on the Cashner hate train at this point. I mean, I heard what you said before, and I completely agree. You cannot trot him out for another start. But I would go so far, and I kind of want to get your opinion on this. I mean, at this point, do we designate him for assignment? I mean, what do you do?
Just get rid of the guy? I don't think you can do that, Steve. I appreciate the phone call. You can grab his line at 617-779-7937. Can you imagine how bad that would look for Dave Dombrowski if he just got rid of the guy? He just traded for him. You can't do that if you're Dave Dombrowski. Now, Alex Cora shouldn't start him again. That's Alex Cora's decision, right? He should not start him again this season. It's unfair to Bogarts and Devers and JD and Mookie Betts. It's unfair to those guys if you do that. If you do that, that's unfair to those guys. You can't trot him back out there, especially after this. If you're going to preach you're trying to win series and you need to win series, you're trying to get a second wild card spot, there's no way you can put that dude back on the mound.
Okay? He gone!
You cannot put him back on the mound. Get a bigger glove, too, Cashner. Maybe that'll help out. I don't know why the guy's the smallest glove on the planet. All right, phone number is 617-779-7937. If you want to hop on board, what did you make of Alex Cora's lineup today? Chris Owings hitting lineup. It was an absolute joke, in my opinion. Your take, welcome on that, plus Dave Dombrowski's future. Will he be gone at the end of the season? That's all on the table here on Red Sox Review on WEI.
This is Red Sox Review on WEI.
We're a club that's built with our starting pitching as our strength. That's how we were built. It hasn't worked all the time, but we know they have the capability to do it. But when they pitch well, we have pitched well. I've gone through the blown saves, and I know we've had a number of them, but really it hasn't cost us as many games as what you would think during out the year. Our bullpen has basically been fine, and late in the game, and Workman did a good job yesterday closing the game. Evaldi gave up the home run. Barnes, I think, a little bit tired probably right now after the number of pitches that he's thrown. But all in all, he's pitched very well for us this year. So when we get to that point with those guys, and then you fill in with the two young lefties, and Walden's done a good job in long relief. We've been fine, but really, our club, if we're going to thrive and thrive well, it's going to be because of our starting pitching.
I wonder if he thinks the blown saves hurt him today when Matt Barnes gave up that home run to Cole Calhoun. I wonder if Dave Dombrowski thinks that affected him today, because now that's 22 blown saves and it's 7 for Matt Barnes. But, oh, yeah, he's tired. Yeah, sorry, he's tired. Hey, don't play Matt Barnes for giving up a home run today because he's tired. According to Dave Dombrowski, he's tired. So, hey, don't worry about it, Matt Barnes. No big deal whatsoever. I will say this also, too. I saw on Twitter, Red Sox stats put this out there. They showed the target where Vasquez was. You know Vasquez's mitt was right in the middle of the zone for that fastball that Matt Barnes threw, and it would have hit the glove if you look at the still shot of that. So I don't know why Vasquez is lining up middle. It makes no sense whatsoever. Let's get to George. He's in Weymouth. What's going on, George?
Hey, Jay, Brian. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, I just want to talk a few things about, especially about Dombrowski. Someone named him Dombrowski with a U instead of an O. That's a
no, it wasn't me.
Andrew Kashner has been a bum for about 7 years. I'm in a couple of fantasy leagues down here on the South Shore, and people in the fantasy leagues won't even pick him up and put him on the team. How can you trade for a stiff like that when you're trying to go for a wild card or for a playoff spot? It's just unfathomable.
What is
Dombrowski thinking about?
You know what it is, George, and I appreciate the phone call. You know what it is? He thought he was going to get Nathan Eovaldi 2.0. That's what he thought was going to happen. This is going to be the same similar situation with Nathan Eovaldi, where they get a guy that Nathan Eovaldi came into Major League Baseball with a lot of upside, a lot of praise, a lot of talent. You all know that he throws 100 miles an hour. Dave Dombrowski references that all the time. But for his career, he had an ERA north of 4 coming into last year. So you were able to save him, and he was exceptional in the postseason. So you thought the same thing was going to happen with Kashner. They just went back to the same game plan they had last year. Now, look, it's not like you gave up a whole lot. You gave up a couple of 17-year-olds to acquire Kashner. So you didn't give up a ton as it pertains to that deal. But that's what they thought they were getting. And how clueless was that? This guy's never pitched in a big game in his life either. Not to mention the fact the Marlins gave up on him, the Padres gave up on him, a bunch of teams gave up on the guy because he's not good. And the Orioles are like, think about what the Orioles did. They got 2 17-year-olds. They're like, we're good. Hey, that's good. 2 17-year-olds for Kashner. Oh, you can take him. Hey, that's all you had to give up because the Orioles are like, yeah, this guy sucks. Go ahead, take him. He pitched well for a couple of months. Let's get to Justin in D.C. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Brian. You just kind of took one of my points about Kashner and Eovaldi, but I just wanted to go through how Dombrowski's overrated and he needs to be fired.
Sure.
He's overrated because, yeah, he's created winners and contenders in Florida, Detroit, and Boston. But he's done so by decimating the farm systems mm-hmm. and having the highest payroll in baseball. So really, plenty of GMs can create a winner for a year doing that. The second reason that he needs to be fired is because the weakness of this team in 2018 was the bullpen. They lose their best bullpen arm. He does nothing to replace it. Second is he wastes money on Eovaldi, who is literally an injury-prone Andrew Kashner. So he ruins the bullpen, and he leaves a hole in the starting rotation. And the third reason why he needs to be fired is because Chris Sale, who lost 10 miles an hour on his fastball last year, broke down in 17 and last year, and had a year left on his contract to prove that he's durable and a winner who can stay healthy long-term, he re-signs him to a 5-year, $150 million extension, when even if Sale had won the Cy Young this year, he probably would have signed a similar contract. That's just inexcusable to me.
Yeah, all fair points, and I appreciate the phone call, Justin. Yeah, all fair points as it pertains to Dombrowski, and the biggest part of this whole equation is after the report came out from Dan Shaughnessy that he would be shocked if he kept his job, meaning Dave Dombrowski, the Red Sox organization did nothing to put the fire out. They did nothing, which tells you he is going to be gone at the end of the season. All right, thanks to Nick for producing. Have a great evening, everybody. Be safe and be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.